All right, I want to say good morning. Let's begin. So I want to share with you a beautiful idea from the, more than just an idea, halach, an approach within Purim, from the Sefer Be'er HaChaim, which is the Lal of a Rebbe. So he says the following. He says, Tzadikim, so on the first page, on the right-hand paragraph, Tzadikim Amru, Shemegila, Himilashon HaKasov, Gol Al Hashem Yifal Tehu. So the Tzadikim write that the word Megillah, you know, there's a lot of discussion about the nature of that word. Of course, we translate it as scroll. But the truth is, from an etymological perspective, there's a lot to discuss with this, only because, again, some go ahead and discuss it as Gal Hashem, the revelation of the Ribbono Shalom. Of course, the Megillah representing this scroll that, although it does not in any way mention the name of God, but is so infused with the identity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that it also gleans its identity from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Gol El Hashem Yifalateyu. What does this mean? Sheperusho, Legalgel Ulahashlich Yehavo Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vaaz Zocha Shehu Yisparach Shemo Yifalateyu V'yatzilehu. So literally the way he's translating that Pasuk is, Gol El Hashem, go ahead and go from Lashon of to roll on, place your burden on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hu yifalateyu, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will redeem you. The Ribbono Shel Olam will take care of you. V'ze ikar gadol b'kriyas ha-Megillah. It says, Rebbe, this is a very important disorder of the reading of the Megillah. Lahavino lahaskil, she-HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev al kisei malchuso b'shmei ha-shamayim, umabit umashkiach al kol ma'ase b'nei adam. So it's important to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on his throne, and ultimately, again, he sees and is mashkiach, and ultimately, again, has incredible providence over everything that happens. And he runs his world with incredible compassion, incredible kindness. So he quotes over here from the Munkach Rebbe. Such a beautiful idea. That ultimately, if one, the Gemara says, if one reads the Megillah backwards, mafreya, out of order. One begins with chapter 10 and reads backwards in the Megillah, one is not yotze. The yesh the farish le mafreya milashon piraon. He says mafreya is also a lashon not just of retroactivity or backwards, but it's the same lashon of para, the same lashon to go ahead and pay. What does that mean? Shakoris haMegillah. Because the person who just reads the Megillah to, so to speak, pay his debt, right? To just go ahead and pay his debt, or to go ahead and remove this yoke from his neck, lo yatsa. Meaning, if somebody goes there and reads the Megillah just to simply discharge their obligations, one is not yotze. The ikar matara sakriya he lehizbonin b'kasov ba u'bechesed Hashem shekama lebnei Yisrael am kerovo. Because the point of the Megillah Rabbos, it says the Munkach Rebbe, is to go ahead and read the Megillah in a way where one is able to contemplate that which is written in it, and to be able to see through the words the incredible chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is performed with Klal Yisrael, who he loves so much, through the mechanism of his Ashkacha Pratis. And it's only in that way, that a person goes out and fulfills his obligations. See this beautiful insight? So Rebbe says, Hakoreis haMegillah leMafreya lo yatsa. So we all think what that means is, if you read the Megillah out of order, you're not yotze. So that's true. If you read the Megillah, that's also true. But leMafreya also from Lashon Para. If you read the Megillah just as a way of discharging your obligation, checking the box, and being done with the requirement, lo yatsa. That's not the goal. The goal of the Megillah, ultimately, again, is through the ordinary story of the Megillah, to understand the incredible Hashkachas Hashem, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, the incredible depth of divine providence, to appreciate how the Ribbono Shel Olam is integrally involved in every single aspect of our lives. And if I don't emerge with that feeling from the Megillah, if all I've done is I've been Poreya, I have paid my debt, I've satisfied my responsibility, says the Rebbe, lo yatsa. One has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Megillah. One has not experienced the true Purim. Take a look at the next paragraph. It says another beautiful idea. Another beautiful idea. The Gemara says, Amru Chazal, Haman mina Torah minayim. Where do we see a scriptural allusion to Haman? So remember again, the Gemara does this by each of the primary characters of the Megillah. The Gemara says, Mordechai mina Torah minayim. That was last week's parasha. We spoke about that. Esther mina Torah minayim. Where do we see Esther from Vanochi? Hastir, Astir, Aspanai. Moshe was going to hide my face. The Gemara says, where do we see a scriptural allusion to Haman? Moshe said, now listen to this. This is mamish magnificent. Where do we see a scriptural allusion to Haman? So the Gemara answers, Hamin ha'etz. Hamin ha'etz. I must say, now, what does this mean, Hamin ha'etz? This is by Adam and Chava, right? So just so you understand what this pasuk is. Precious, paragimel, pasuk yud aleph. So remember, again, the pasuk is the following. The pasuk is, Vayomer, mi gid lecha ki eromata, Hamin ha'etz asher tzivisicha leveltia acham menu achalt. This is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronts Adam HaRishon. And remember again, this is after Adam and Chava eat from the eat das tovara, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which they were forbidden to do. So Adam goes ahead and runs to cover himself. So the Ribon HaShalom says, who told you that there's something wrong with being unclothed? Hamin ha'etz. Did you eat from that tree that I told you not to? So the Gemara says, oh, that Hamin ha'etz, Hamin, Haman, same letters. This is the raya to Haman. This is a scriptural allusion to Haman in the Torah. And the question is obvious. So ask the Rebbe, what's the connection between the eight stas tovara and Haman? Listen to this website. Why did Adam and Chava eat from the tree? But why did they eat from the tree? Well, the pasuk explicitly says, that they saw, let me just find it once more. They saw, Vatera ha'isha ki tova itz l'machal, v'chisa v'hu le'inayim, v'nechmad ha'itz l'haskil. They saw that, you know what? It would be wonderful to have this knowledge. It would be wonderful to increase our understanding of the world. It would be incredible to understand this Tov Avera. He goes on, he says, Dechit Eitz Hadas, Hayu Sheratzu Adam L'Chava L'Hadas L'Havin Tov Avera. Adam and Chava want to have a deeper understanding, a deeper appreciation of Tov Avera. U'tchilas ha'chit hayu ka'asher, v'atira ha'isha kitova itz l'ma'achal. So at the beginning of the sin was when Chava saw that it would be good to eat this tree. The tree would be good for consumption. And Rashi HaKadosh comments, she appreciated or she internalized the words of the Nachash. What did the Nachash say? Haynu, she's avsa lahavin uladas, madua velama osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu kach vekach. The Rebbe says something amazing. Do you know why Adam and Chava ultimately again wanted to eat from the eat das Torah? Because the Nachash convinced her that were she to do so, she would go ahead and be able to understand the ways of God. And that's what they desired more than anything, to be able to understand why the Ribono Shel Olam does what it is that he does. That's what they wanted. V'zeh neged ratzon habore, shechafetz sheyelchu imo bitinimus. But listen to how profound this is. The Ribono Shel Olam does not want us to understand. That's not what the Ribono Shel Olam wants. The Ribono Shel Olam wants us to walk with him with complete simplicity. Or say, turn the page. Kuf Pei Dalet. He says, V'yasu ritzono lelo ischachnios v'yashivu lenachash v'safa berura lo b'li shum tam. What the Ribono Shel Olam wants of us more than anything is to serve him with tmimos, is to serve him with simplicity, is not to always understand anything and everything, but just simply to go ahead and have the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that is what he asks of us. So when the Nachash says to Chava, to Adam and Chava, or to Chava, you know, wouldn't you like to understand more? Wouldn't you like to understand God, why he does the way he does, why he does what he does? So the Rebbe posits, Chava should have responded, no. I'm okay ultimately again with walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'timimus. I'm okay with this simple relationship. I'm okay with not understanding and just accepting the Ribono Shel Olam for who and what he is and what it is that he says. So says the above here so beautifully that this is the pshat. So this is Haman min ha-Torah minayin. What's the scriptural allusion to Haman? What does Haman Rabbo say? Haman Amalek, the antithesis of Klal Yisrael, is this need to understand anything and everything. And if you can't understand it, you mock it. And if you can't understand it, why follow it? And if you can't understand it, why subscribe to that theology or way of life? So Haman Min HaTorah Minayin, Hamina Eitz. The act of eating from the Eitz Das Tovara, as opposed to going ahead and walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tmimus, that ultimately, again, that's Haman, that's Amalek, that's the antithesis of the Jew. So the Rebbe goes on, he says, we'll say one more paragraph, I know we have to stop. He says the following, he says, V'hinei b'mitzrayim, nishtabchu b'nei Yisrael b'midah tov v'zushal amunah t'mim b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, he goes on to explain that the amazing part is when we left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Lechtech acharai b'midbar, Be'eretz lo zeruah, right? The pasuk says, "Zecharti lach chesed nuurayich avas kilulof sayach." I remember the love of your youth. Lechtech acharai b'midbar. Ultimately, again, you followed me out of the desert. You followed me out. You didn't ask any questions. You didn't have any cheshbonas. You just simply did what it is that you were supposed to do. I will say, take a look at the last paragraph here on Kuf Pei Dalet. With this, will end. Lochein tiknu chazal lishtos yayin bepurim. I say, therefore, Chazal instituted that you should drink. And remember, again, we don't just drink, but we drink ad delo yada. Ad delo yada. Now, again, what does that mean, ad delo yada? So look what the Rebbe says so beautifully. Kedei levatel esa akmumius shebalev. Purim is not an intellectual yomtiv. Purim is not the yomtiv of understanding. Purim is not the yomtiv of brand new insights. Purim is a yomtiv of tamimistic connection. Simple, heartsig connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connecting Rebbe Shalom with my heart, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my soul, not with my intellect, not because I understand more, not because I plumb the depths of Hashgacha Pratis, or understand why the Rebbe Shalom does what he does. The essence of Purim is Ad Delo Yada. I don't need to know. I don't need to understand. I don't need to have all of the answers for every single thing in order for me to be an Oved Hashem. I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because at the end of the day, that's what He asks of me. Ki atikun lachet huzet lalachet kapin vant mibli lahavin klum rak lasos mitzas Hashem betmimos olo ischachmius v'zeu omalchus shamayim shlim. So we'll say, what emerges over here, what this we do have to end, but what emerges over here is just such a beautiful insight into the dynamic of Purim. So first of all, we learn from the Munkat Rebbe, from the Minchas Elazar, that Akorias HaMegillah L'Mafreya Lo Yatsa. That if you go ahead and you just simply read the Megillah, L'Mafreya, as a piron, to repay your debt, to satisfy the obligation, Lo Yatsa. That's not, maybe you've satisfied a halachic obligation, but you certainly have not satisfied the totality of your Judaic obligation. If I'm just checking the box, if I'm not emerging with any new appreciation about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about myself, about my life, then lo yatsa. So what is the new appreciation we're supposed to emerge with? The new appreciation of both sides. Number one, what we're not supposed to be. We're not supposed to be Hamina Eitz. We're not supposed to be Haman. I will say, we don't have to understand in order to do. And we don't have to have all of the answers in order to commit. And not everything needs to make sense in order for me to have a solidified Judaic identity. Part of what it means to be a Jew is the ability to live a life of Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar. It's to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have that beautiful love of Rosh. And wherever you go, I go. I don't understand it. I sometimes wonder why you're taking this route. And I will say, like Mashallah Lama Davar Doma. You know, the biggest special for this, I say, is like GPS. You know, there's an amazing thing. Somebody one day is going to do a psychological study with this. How many times does a person have their GPS on, and the GPS tells you to do something, right? Tells you to take a turn, and you say to yourself, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And there's a total bittel hadas to the GPS, right? Whoever this mysterious unknown lady with the British accent is, you know, whoever she is, I put my emuna in her, right? And even though, again, there's that moment where I say to myself, you know what? I really think I should be going this way because I've driven this way before and this doesn't make any sense. There's that moment where I say, you know what? GPS, she knows. She knows. It's mamish lechtech acharai b'midbar. Wherever she tells me to go, I'm pretty sure there's a body of water over there, but wherever she tells me to go, I am going to go. And also you have this moment where, like, you're not sure, should I follow my own instincts or should I follow the GPS? I don't know. I follow the GPS because I don't rely on my own sense of direction. He'll say, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Just follow me. Just follow me. Don't be a Haman. You don't need Hamina Eitz. You don't need to understand anything and everything. Sometimes it's just about Lech Teich Acharai Bamidbar. And I must say, that's the goal of Purim. Halavai, we should be Zochan the Yom Tov of Purim. To reach a Purim of Ad Lo Yoda. Whether we use the alcohol or not to get there, it's irrelevant. The point of Moshe, on a Ruchni level, to get to that level, Ad Lo Yoda, Ribon Shalom, I don't need to understand everything in order to buy into it. I don't need to intellectually grasp everything in order to appreciate it. But rather, I'm simply content with following you wherever you may go. All right.